This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the lifestyle of Imam Hussein. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. I would like to send you my sincere condolences for the arrival of the month of Muharram and for the martyrdom anniversary of Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. Now today, as we're talking about the lifestyle of Al-Imam Hussein, I would like to portray a few things of how he came to stand against the oppression that was happening during his time. The Holy Imam sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw that he was the only one responsible in the view of Allah, and it was solely his responsibility to bring about a revolution. At the time, there were so many oppressions happening. The tyrant rulers had done so much bad into the society that it was so difficult for anyone else to come and correct what had happened to the life of the people at the time. Now, and if Imam Hussein wouldn't have taken any steps against the wrong being continued by the ruling tyrants, who else could do that? So hence, Imam Hussein decided to express his aims that he wanted to remove the oppressions and the mischief and revive the enjoining of good and restraining from evil so that he could lead the people to truth and justice. All these aims of the Holy Imam were mentioned in his illuminated summons that he issued to the army forces comprised of Hur and soldiers of Ibn Ziyad. Imam Hussein is reported to be saying so many speeches that were aiming at making sure that people realize that now we are living in bad times of the tyrant rulers. The tyrant rulers are destroying our society. We need to stand against this. We need to take a stand against this particular time of period when we are being oppressed. We are being, the book of Allah is being stand against, and people are not believing in the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So the work of Imam Hussein was to stand against the oppression, was to stand against the mischief that was happening at the period, and to say no to the tyrant rulers.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from the IRB English Radio, and we are talking about the lifestyle of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. How did Imam Al-Hussein get into the situation of fighting against the oppression at the time? It is said from his speech, one of his speeches, when he was saying one of his speeches to his companions, Imam Hussein said, "O people, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, one who sees a tyrant ruler making the unlawful of Allah as lawful, and ignoring the commands of Allah and opposing the practice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, committing before the very eyes of the people sins and transgressions, and he does not object to that, he does not object against him by words or action, it becomes incumbent on Allah to make him enter the same place that the very tyrant shall go in hell." Imam Hussein continued by saying, "All of them have obeyed the shaitan, and they have become distant from the obedience of the beneficent. They have made corruption open and general. They have trespassed the limits and have took over public property in their sole control, and have made the unlawful things lawful and the lawful things unlawful." These words of Imam Hussein were expressing that people need to stand against the oppression. people need to stand against the unlawful tyrants, the bad tyrants at the time. They need to say no to them, because by keeping quiet on this, it will make you be like them. It will make you go have the same reward as they have. If they'll go to hell, we will go to hell. Imam Hussein is trying to tell his people, his companions, that you will go to hell if they will go to hell, just because you didn't say anything. You didn't stand against the unlawful acts. It's upon us, it's upon every Muslim to stand against any unlawful acts that he's seeing in his life, as the companions of Imam Hussein studied and learned from Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Thank you so much for listening. We'll meet you in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence.